And we want to welcome you in tonight to a very special edition of the Big E Sports Show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. This evening, we have secured one of the most recognizable names in basketball. He is the managing director of the USA Men's National Team, and that is Jerry Colangelo. It is such an honor to have him with us tonight, as we are very anxious to get his insight, his perspective on the USA National Team as they are getting set for the team training camp coming up in Las Vegas, July 28th through August the 1st. And we sincerely appreciate you, Jerry, carving out time to visit with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be with you, and it's always fun to talk about basketball in particular. But USA basketball is very close to my heart, and we're about ready to throw the ball up in the air, so it's exciting.
That's right. It's time to lace it up, and our first order of business is let's get our listeners familiar with the 19 players from which the 2014 USA World Cup will be selected, who are now confirmed to participate. I mean, you've got some outstanding talent that features Kevin Durant to Kyrie Irving. The roster's not been solidified, but what excites you the most about the players that you've assembled?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting process. When I took over USA Basketball in 2005, one of the things I wanted to do was establish a national team roster, which would be fluid. And it would be from that roster we could select the players who participate, you know, in the actual competition, be it the World Cup or the Olympics, etc. And so by having a large pool of players, it gives us a lot of flexibility. And during the course of this time, I'll turn the clock back, if you don't mind,
sure,
to say that in 2008, when we won the gold medal in Beijing in the Olympics, we had 12 players. But in 2010, we had 12 new players who represented us in the World Championships in Istanbul, and we won the gold medal. And then in London, it was a split roster. So I think each competition will be turnover of 5 or 6 players, which keeps the system very fluid.
Well, you got to love that this roster is comprised of prior USA basketball experience. When you're talking about a Durant, a Harden, and a Love, I mean, these guys were members of the 2012 U.S. Olympic gold medal team.
Yeah, every one of the individuals has had some exposure to USA basketball, and we plug them in early when we can, you know, 16 and under, 17 and under, so they become familiar with the culture. And by the way, one of the things I respected when I looked around the world internationally is that we had lost our spot, you know, in terms of respect back in 2004 in the mm-hmm. Olympics in Greece, where we finished third. And some of the other countries had done a really good job of creating a strong culture. And I think we've done that now. And we've tried to do it with humility, because we know that when you think you're unbeatable, that's when it could happen.
The managing director of the USA Men's National Team, Jerry Colangelo, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And Jerry, you said, you know, you took over in 2005, and one thing that you have stressed is the importance of continuity within the roster, within the coaching staff. And I have to ask you,
Yes. How
much does that help in terms of having that familiarity with fostering team chemistry?
I can't say enough about that in terms of what Coach K brought to the equation. In selecting a coach, there were some outstanding candidates, but he kind of fit the bill in my mind in terms of leadership, in terms of experience, in terms of relationships, where he is so strong. And when you have that continuity on the coaching staff, and of course his top assistant is Jimmy Boeheim, another Hall of Famer mm-hmm. from Syracuse University. And this year, we've changed two assistant coaches, Tom Thibodeau at Chicago and Monty Williams at New Orleans will be two new additions to our staff. And we felt that it was good timing to make a change there. So fluidity is the word, and we'll continue to do that.
Well, then it really does go hand in hand, talking about continuity that we've been hitting on. I mean, the players, they have so much respect, and they have trust in Coach K and his ability to bring out the best, not only as an individual, but collectively as a group. I mean, you've got that type of equity that's built up.
Yes, and we honor equity. People who have put in the time, and one thing, Lisa, I would tell you is that, you know, having been in the NBA for as long as I was, 4 or 5 years,
yeah,
I really do understand how valuable the players are in terms of assets, and we really watch out for them. I truly believe that they're better off with us in the summer than they are on their own, because there's probably they're more prone to have an injury take place playing in a pickup game than they would under our direction, because we're very conscious of not overworking them and being very protective of our players.
You know, Jerry, when I step back and look at the impact of your leadership, your guidance, I mean, you really have, we have to tip our hat to you, because I think you've just done an amazing job rebuilding the U.S. Olympic men's basketball program. You had referenced the disappointing 2004 bronze medal effort. Just take us back to, I mean, how important and critical it was with the hiring of Mike Krzyzewski and just having him preside over the best players in the game.
Well, listen, in 04, we had a number of players who backed out of participation at the very last minute. And so we had some, we had a roster with some young players who really hadn't earned the spot yet. And that included Amari Stoudemire and Dwayne Wade and Carmelo and LeBron. They didn't deserve it or earn it at that time. So they sat on the bench. They didn't play very much. It was a funny group of individuals representing us, and so it was not even just finishing third. It was the attitude, it was the what it looked like, and people around the world really actually booed us, and that hurt. That hurt deeply. Those of us who have a passion for the game, who really care, you know, and I made statements like, I'm proud to be an American. I'm very, very upset about how people are looking at us as Americans, as athletes, and in particular as basketball people, and we were going to change that. And I think we've done that. And it's been a collective effort on the part of a lot of people, but when Coach K and I joined together, we joined each other at the hip. And I think an awful lot of good things have happened since.
Well, the culture certainly did change, because we think back to Team USA in 2008, bringing home the gold. I mean, a roster comprised of just incredible stars, LeBron, Kobe, Carmelo, Jason Kidd. Talk to us some more about how Coach K, he was able to establish a set of standards, and these guys understanding this is something larger than themselves, for them to truly embrace the concept of team and have that pride.
I remember the first team meeting we had for that 08 team. We joined together at training camp and opened the door for the team meeting, and I made the announcement, I hope you left your egos at the door, because right from this point on, it's about us, it's not about you. And one of the things I'm so proud of in terms of our players, they really have given themselves up for the common good, for the cause. A little thing I did was like the names on the jerseys. I de-emphasized the size of the lettering of the names, but I re-emphasized USA. That became much bigger. That became the issue. That became what we were playing for. And the buy-in was incredible on the part of all the players. And you look at Coach K's background, you know, as a West Point grad, he played there, he coached there for a short time. We talk about selfless service. And that's what our players have been doing since the program was taken over. And I give so much credit to Coach K because of his leadership qualities.
USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are up against the break. We're going to be right back with much more in just a moment.